4 of Fresno's city council seats are up for re-election this year. While these are technically nonpartisan races, many city issues are still decided along party lines. The stakes are even higher in one particular district that's currently held by a conservative, in a district where voters in the last presidential election supported Hillary Clinton. Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui reports the candidate who wins this seat could end up deciding the future of city politics.
The first place you start is you must grab a number over here, right? Especially if you come at lunchtime. You know, I mean, this is a popular spot in the district.
At Sam's Deli, city council candidate Nelson Esparza talks me through how to order a sandwich.
Yeah, so you come up here, you grab a number, just like that woman is there. You wait, you know, a few minutes.
The shop is located in District 7, the newest district in the city of Fresno. Since its inception, it has been represented by two Democrats, followed by Republican Clint Olivier. This year, Olivier is termed out, and three candidates are vying for a chance at the seat. The city council overall is currently represented by 4 registered Democrats and 3 Republicans. Should the District 7 race be won by a Democrat, the city council could end up with an even stronger majority of liberal voices and a potential to overrule a conservative mayor. Nelson Esparza is a Fresno County Board of Education trustee. He's one of 2 Democrats running for the District 7 seat, and he hopes to create economic development in the city.
I think we should be able to have a council member who can pick up the phone calls from the constituents, take care of the trees, take care of the roads, but not lose focus of a larger vision of where we're moving towards.
Esparza has been endorsed by the Fresno County Democratic Party. The other liberal candidate in the race is Veva Islas. As the founder and director of Cultiva La Salud, she has built her platform on improving the health of the community.
This district, as well as the district below it, has some of the highest rates of chronic diseases in Fresno. When we think about diabetes, heart disease, cancers. And so what we've been focused on are those policies and systems that help to promote healthier lifestyles.
Islas points out that the district is landlocked by surrounding districts, so change has to come from working with what resources the district already has. District 7 has an interesting shape and central location because it was created from pieces of the existing districts to create an amorphous L-shaped area. The district boundaries touch downtown, central Fresno, and the Sunnyside neighborhood. The one Republican candidate running, Brian Whelan, says that he's doing it to bridge connections within these diverse neighborhoods.
The goal is really to empower people to be the captains of the ship. You know, I think that police can't be everywhere, and it's us, the citizens and the neighbors, that need to realize that we need to get a little more involved. And so my goal is to give people the opportunity to have their voices heard, to give people kind of a channel to have a direct connection to City Hall.
With 3 different candidates running, it's likely 2 of them will compete in a runoff election after the primary in June. District 7 incumbent Clint Olivier is one of the 3 conservative voices currently on the city council. In this district, where the majority of voters hoped to elect Hillary Clinton in 2016, Olivier says he tries not to focus on partisan politics.
The one thing that really cuts across all racial, economic, educational lines is the desire for public safety. They want their street to be clean when their kids walk to school, and that's universal.
Olivier has endorsed fellow Republican Brian Whelan for the seat. One former District 7 council member, Henry R. Perea, agrees, too, that party politics aren't productive in city councils. He says both the district and city at large need less of it.
What they need are people who are moderate in their political thinking, where they can look at public policy, not necessarily through the lens of a party, but through the lens of what's best for the people that live in that district.
Perea was the first person to represent District 7 and is a Democrat. He's endorsed Nelson Esparza for the seat. City council positions are technically nonpartisan, but Fresno State political science professor Jeff Cummins says that party affiliation still matters in the election, even if it's not printed on the ballot.
It's almost always known what party that the candidate is affiliated with. The local party organizations will endorse the candidates. So if you have an organization behind you, like a political party or other community organizations as well, that helps a lot in these local races where it comes down to name recognition and knocking on doors.
Right now, the city council overall is moderate. If the District 7 seat went to a Democratic candidate, then the council could comprise of 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans. It takes 5 votes to override a mayoral veto, and considering the current mayor is a Republican, this could make the city council more powerful. The primary takes place June 5th. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.